From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In a crime Chicago police have called a new low in gang violence, police say they have arrested a 27-year-old man who they say was involved in the death of a 9-year-old boy who was lured into an alley and executed. Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says the suspect is among three people who were seeking revenge against the boy's father.
This is a crime that shook our city. And quite frankly, as I talked about it, it was an act of barbarism, the assassination of a 9-year-old child as a gang retaliation to get back at his father.
Meanwhile, Chicago police are bracing for possible violence today over a separate case, that involving a black teenager who was shot 16 times by a white police officer.
16 shots!
Chanting 16 shots, activists marching in Chicago's Fame Retail District along Michigan Avenue's Magnificent Mile protest the shooting of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald last year. Chicago officials released video this week showing McDonald with a knife in hand walking away from officers when he was repeatedly shot. Officer Jason Van Dyke is now charged with first-degree murder. President Obama leaves for Paris tomorrow to negotiate what supporters have said may be the last real chance for the world to avert the worst effects of global warming. France is hosting the International Summit on Climate Change, during which more than 140 world leaders and high-level diplomats will attempt to forge a long-term agreement. The gathering begins on the heels of a formal report released by Brazil's Environment Ministry that reveals the destruction of Brazil's Amazon forests increased by 16% this year over 2014. The report cites satellite data for the 12 months through the end of July, showing about 2,251 square miles of forest cleared in the region, an area reported to be half the size of the U.S. Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. More shoppers are expected to use their smartphones to get deals this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Sales using mobile devices are expected to go up by more than a third, as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
Nowadays, retailers are probably more likely to have their own smartphone app than, say, shopping bag. In the last year, stores such as Walmart, Amazon, and Target have invested billions in smartphone technology. Sucharita Mopuru is with Forrester Research. She says the big challenge is to see if stores can make money off of mobile.
Because there is a ton of traffic coming from mobile devices, but it's the percent of people that actually buy after going to a mobile site is pretty low.
Mopuru says customers have learned to wait to get the real deals closer to Christmas. Sonari Lenton, NPR News.
Before the close, Dow was down 15 points. This is NPR News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he agrees with France's proposal to seal off the Turkish-Syrian border as a means of restricting the movements of ISIS fighters. Putin hosted French President François Hollande yesterday in a meeting that resulted in a bilateral commitment to share military intelligence regarding Islamic State. But both sides remain far apart on the role Syria's ruling Assad regime should play in the anti-ISIS campaign. Russia wants Bashar al-Assad to be part of an international coalition. France cites Assad's record of atrocities as a reason to oppose the Syrian leader's involvement. UNICEF is warning that the number of child brides in Africa could increase 250% over the next 35 years. NPR's Jason Bobian reports that rates of child marriage are going down in most parts of the world, but the sheer number of girls married as children in Africa is projected to rise.
In a new report, UNICEF projects the number of child brides in Africa to swell from 125 million today to 310 million by the year 2050. At that point, Africa would surpass South Asia as the region of the world with the largest number of young women who were married before their 18th birthday. Overall rates are declining globally, including in Africa, but the slower rate of decline on the continent, combined with a projected population boom, point toward Africa being the epicenter of child marriage in the decades to come. Child brides, according to UNICEF, are less likely to finish school, more likely to suffer complications in childbirth, and are often trapped in lifelong poverty. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.